Welcome back to the Dublin Chubby Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Swaggerific. And I got to tell you people, it is Happy New Year. I got to say that. Happy New Year, people. And boy, the New Year, y'all, are something else. It's darker than midnight. Mi mama casa Sophie. And as the New Year starts, the second day, Trump decides to kill Iran, or whatever the country name, man. I know, maybe possible a World War III. Trump said, and now decides to start a war. But Trump, if you kill the people, then what you expect? Them think them ago. I say, oh, you kill our commander, and we're not going to really retaliate. Like, seriously, Trump. Boy, and then Indonesia flood out. And then, we have people killed from the flooding too. The relationship with the United States and Iran is sad. Dead because they want to attack. And they are telling all troops to leave or else they will be killed. And this morning, a United States soldier dead because Trump decided to kill them powerful influence leader. And it is bare madness, like bare madness. The madness can't compensate with the different level of madness it is going on. I got to say, people. Plus, you have different type of madness. No, you're gonna have when you're there. The death in Australia, 24 people dead plus millions of wild animal died too because of this massive bushfire. Plus Amazon having this massive bushfire as well. So different massive bushfire is not good. It's not a good look. Trust me. So I'll be a level of madness. So our dramatic issues will be at the end of our show. Plus also our topic will be discussing about authentic self and how why you need to be authentic to yourself. And being able to identify these key areas of who you are, your characteristic and your authentic self, be able to identify them and point out and strengthen on them. It is awesome. Be able also to identify your weak areas because you're authentic within yourself and have some weak areas. Maybe people don't like, but as I say, if you cannot be who you are or be comfortable around yourself, then it's not true to you. Then these areas, they are the problem and not you. But when you're looking within yourself though, sometimes you're like, you know, say disgusting from morning and you're like, oh, I know, you know, but and there's the but and there's the excuse. So things in life you have to assess with the world, Donald Trump, boy, even if he assess himself, and Donald Trump, even if he said no wrong with him, you know, like anything him tweet, nothing don't wrong. Anything him tweet, he meant it. Donald Trump like to be authentic. He's not a good example, but he's a type of leader. He's a type of autocratic leader. Wanting to eat something, him say it. But if you think say, him say it, man, he mean it one different way. And you go up on national TV, CNN, and go say, Donald Trump, that the president did not make this. But Donald Trump be like, I did make this because I tweet what I say. So, make sure say, you know, go around me. If me say exactly what me tweet, no, me not bother go. Don't have me confuse it. Even people may disagree with him as a president, but he is a president and everybody have to suck up to his ass until them decide to remove him from the office. So being authentic with yourself, you have to drive some level of discipline, some level of command, so people can respect you. Because if you don't, then people will always manipulate you, use you. It's like scandal bag. So don't want to be like no scandal bag. Don't want to be like many pushover. Stand your ground and say that I am taking this action. But once you feel intimidated and people are going to test you and you cannot deal with negativity and this and that, people is going to like, okay, then we identify your weak spot, we're going to play on these weak spots and make sure we grasp these weak spots. So you need, you may even lose your job or not. So these are the things that you need to look within yourself and say, yeah, them things is what I am. I don't care what people say, I'm going to go by it. Whether you like it or not, you have to deal with it, accept it, and leave it. I always say, accept the thing that you can change and the things that you cannot change. You have to accept it. So if you can change the things that you want to do in life, change it so you can accept it. But if you cannot, the things that is out of your control, like global recession, natural disaster, and themselves, you have to just accept it because you cannot change it. But it's because of our unlawful action, air pollution, all of them, something there. It's going to happen. Anyway, so our dramatic issues for today is, why Papa Jesus, when I read these dramatic issues, I'm wondering anyway, he keeps sniffing my panties. Like, a man will sniff your panty and I sniff something else. But anyway, so she's 33 years old and have two children with a man, and in the early stage of her relationship, he abused her and also verbally abused her and also fight her. So everywhere she goes, the man smell her panty and her vagina in order to find out if she's having sex or not. So red flag, this is a big red flag for right over your face. Paint over your face, because you're a fool, man, can't have no sense. He is a controlling freak. He no want to freak on no way. You don't have no freedom. You're entrapped into your entrapped no more. You should identify this from the first date of your conversation. Simple. But no, you know, not think deep, not think on the literal level. Jesus. Anyway, number two. I would say left him. Any chance, left him. And do not tell him, say that you left him. Like, I hate on a woman. Why don't you say you never left him? Like the Manchester man shoot him side chick in the lunchroom. Like, seriously, you want to out of the relationship, him do what he put things for you, he's saying that you are ungrateful and you not deserve to leave, and decides if you cut him, come and shoot you. Which is sad, because this man sent you to school, right? And do every single thing for you. And you decide to be a special stupid fool. Because tell the man say you left him. Don't tell a man you left him. Pack up your things and leave. Simple. I be my niece. And people are blaming the girl because I'm like 50-50 blame, because you are the nether idiot. Why the hell you're going there? She never knows say him married. So that make it worse too. Cause him lies say him single. And she find out say he married him and him have two pitney. So it's a sticky situation. You can't blame her, but boy, wise up. No, you lose your life pan New Year's Eve before 2020. Oh God, I don't know what to say. Some messy encounter during sex. Me say me mama granny pupa shoot a remy. Me say that one ya take this nastiness out of the bitterness. No. So a man has his eye on his brother and his brethren wife, and after several years of admiring her, he have the courage to tell her that how sexy she was, right? It gets interesting her. So one day her husband went to work, so she called him over, right? So and then he was happy like a fresh green of grass. Him happy, just him smile upon him face, just brighten up him. Him say, yes, me I go get some today. But then the man sample her good goods. So he did oral on her, right? And then him start to have sex with her. And then my woman decides if he bend over, right? And she bend over. When him look, him see one piece of tissue stuck up in her. And I was like, what? Him almost vomit. I said, Jesus, save your pal at me. The level of madness is real. No, sir, we can't bother. This one take the cake. My box foot. Anyway, So being authentic within yourself, as our topic was talking about, is being true to yourself. So turn back on church. So the dancehall artist 2017, Magnum King and Queen of Dancehall Artists, turn her back on church and say she is not herself. She's not her true self. And doing dancehall is her true self. Plus, she's not against God or the church. She just did not feel comfortable being not comfortable within herself being a Christian, because it is not her true self. And being authentic within yourself is, or being true to yourself is what have the courage for her and say she's going to do dancehall and stick to dancehall because she feel comfortable within herself to do that. Then now, security guard who found 170,000 was praised by our hill by Mr. Clark, who he give the money to. So the security guard will find 107,000 money, did an investigation, give the man back every cent to the man. So the security guard did. Everybody was like, when me get that money, me not gonna tell nobody a soul and this and that. Everybody have them difference and sharing their different opinion on it. And then mommy weep as son was killed by cops. A youth was in St. James who have two SOEs, boy, and the cops kill him in alleged shootout. But the police were saying an illegal firearm was found and 7 rounds of ammunition was seized. So let us see if Indicom will take up this. Yeah. This is the Butcher Pajama Show and I'm signing out. Bye, people, and Happy New Year.